It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Ooh. Woo!
What's up?
Let's go, you dumb sluts. Anyway, as always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Coming in hot. Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full-service motorcycle repair shop. They're going to get you taken care of. Go see them. Tune up, you know, you need a full refit, whatever. They got you covered. If it's got two wheels and it's a kick-ass motorcycle, they're going to make it even better. All right, let's do it. Fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one stupid opinion. You just you do what you want with it. You do what you want with it. Let's see. That is a... Ooh, this one's good. This one's good. God, there's some really good facts on here on my list. Here. Thomas, I know you don't like old-timey facts that have to deal with presidents or anything, but this one's good. Thomas Jefferson was chosen to write the Declaration of Independence over Benjamin Franklin. The reason being, other members of the committee were afraid Franklin would sneak in a joke. The more I learn about Ben Franklin, the more I just love him. Dude, he seemed like the hunter of our founding fathers. You know what I mean?
Right. This guy just, slipping in jokes. Yeah. He gets kind of have like a smirk on his face. On the bill, you know?
He seems...
If you look at the $100 bill, you're just like, there's something there.
Dude, he loved banging older broads. He enjoyed drinking a ton. He was just out there throwing his stuff around. You know, I mean, he tied a key to a fucking kite and was like, yeah, this seems like a good idea.
You know, he did great things, though. You know, I say, hey, if you're going to be productive and contribute towards society, why not? Throw a couple jokes in there. Be yourself. Have fun with it.
Yeah. Like, I just love it that it's not like it was serious enough that they're like, no, we can't have Ben do it. Like, he was that much of a jokester that he's like, all right, look, Ben's great, but guys, we can't have him write this. We cannot. He's over there like, hey, what are you guys talking about? Nothing, Ben. Nothing.
Nothing.
Just hanging out. Just hanging out. He's sitting there with like his little...
Practicing our calligraphy. Yeah. That's what we're doing.
He's sitting there with his quill, like his little feather pen, like, I'm ready to go when you guys are. I'm ready to go. And they're like, give us a second pen. Give us a pen. Wonder what kind of joke he would put in there.
It's just kind of nice to know that like everything wasn't so, you know, completely serious.
You know,
every time you look at the old pictures or you read about it, you're just like, God, it's a bunch of stuck up white hairs.
You
man.
Know what's funny is you go back in history and we see a much more like it seems hoity toity, but dude, they found cave drawings of penises. Like it's gone back.
I saw that the other day.
As different as we think we are, we're still really the same as our. As our ancestors, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've changed all that much.
Comedy's always been a thing with the humans. I asked you this question the other day. I think this is an appropriate time to bring it back up real quick. Are humans the only thing, or the only species that laugh, or that find things funny? You know, think about it. What other animal laughs?
I don't know. Like, actually laughs at something funny? Because I think when you said that, I said...
Like a monkey, maybe?
Hyenas?
Like a chimp?
Yeah, do they laugh, though, like it's something funny?
Or they just make the laughing noise?
I see, that's the question. That's the question. Is it just a laughing noise? Or is it like they find that comical? It triggers something in the brain that makes them go, all right,
weird.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of weird to think about.
You know what else is weird to think about, too, is that smiling and laughing is just a natural response. We're not taught it. We're not taught it. You come out as a baby,
you know,
laughing. Yeah. Your head's bobbling around. You're giggling like an idiot. Yeah, man. Yeah. It's weird,
dude. You just don't see anything else in that way. You don't see birds laughing. You don't see a cat. I've never seen a dog laugh.
No.
Never. You know, it's like, is comedy only within the Home
but now, but animals can be happy and sad, though. You know, you can tell a dog's happy, tail's wagging, and then when he's sad, his tail's tucked between his legs. Is that right? Around the same
but
emotion?
That's happy and sad. I don't think he's finding anything funny. You know? It's just weird to think about that. I thought about that the other day. I'm like, holy shit. We're the only thing that laughs. Like, finds, like... Because you know what laughing is? It's like, I mean, what would be the definition of it's like twisting your brain a certain way toward it's like unexpected to where you find something clever.
I'm not high enough for this conversation right now. No, I know what you mean, though. There's no real and why out of us it, with the evolution of us. Is that something that was ingrained in cavemen? Did they notice smile and laughed at something? Did they unga bunga? You know what I mean?
Unga bunga found something funny one time, and people caught on. Like, imagine society without laughing.
Oh, dude.
Completely take it out.
Well, that's anybody who listens to the show. We do it 4 hours every morning, you know?
We do a pretty good job at that.
You can get a real good taste of what life is like without laughter listening to the Flampy Morning Show.
I just thought I'd try to blow your mind there with that weird thought I had the other day.
But anyway, well, apparently a guy who was laughing a lot was Ben Franklin because he was just such a jokester that they're like, no. He is not writing this thing. He is not writing this. Anyway,
Yo mama joking.
What's that? All men are created equal, except for Frank, because his mama's so fat.
Fat. Damn it, Ben.
All right. Anyway, well, let's wrap it up here. That's your fact and opinion here on the Plan B After Show podcast. We'll be back again next time with another fact and opinion. As always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
Gilson, you ain't coming.
I can't. Come on, what's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
What's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.